From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Everyone loves a good story, especially those who genuinely love the great outdoors. Fish stories are notorious, of course. The bass that was caught and released inevitably grows an inch or two and has a girth that would rival a football. The honest fisherman laughs afterwards, but not always. Fish stories are a rite of passage, of course, and often a nudge-nudge, wink-wink between grandson and grandfather, which the boy will remember long after his granddad has gone off to fish a lake in another world. My grandfather figure was my great-uncle Jack from Cleveland, who ran a construction crane company and claimed his company's ball caps kept disappearing as fast as he got them in, all for some unknown reason, of course. He then coaxed someone in on the joke to ask him what was embroidered on the peak's cap. "Ace erections," he would say. "Why do you ask?" I think of Uncle Jack often as November rolls in because he loved nothing better than bundling up in the cold in the most miserable of winters to go musky fishing. Every November on cue, he'd show up at his namesake's and my uncle's cottage on Baptiste Lake, where I would end up years later, to fish for the fish of 10,000 casts. I was in college back then, but I would beat my way to Baptiste Lake to spend a day or two in the sleet and rain with great Uncle Jack, who chewed and spit tobacco like a pro and told the most ribald jokes imaginable. By the way, I still have one of his ball caps. I believe them to be a collector's item. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, I'm Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, what would normally be Bradley Schlarf, yeah, playing it safe, but that's not his music.
No, it's not.
What have we here? Ha-ha! Got it. It's Inspector Chris Whaley on the line, playing it safe, filling in for Mr. Schlarf for reasons unknown to me. I'm about to find out, I'm sure. And joining us, as he usually does, he's the best sub in the business.
Yes.
My opinion. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
Doing great, man.
Terrific.
Do we know anything? Where's Mr. Schlarf? Do we know anything about that?
No clue.
No clue.
I saw him in the hallway at OPP General Headquarters the other day. He shrugged his shoulders when he saw me because he was leaving early. But I don't judge. Maybe he had a doctor's appointment or something. I don't know. But he was leaving before everybody else.
Yeah, that we know for sure. Anyways. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Earlier in the week, there was a press conference in Kenora where Mr. Ford talked about the new public safety radio network that they're working on. And you be just the man to give us some of the details on that, because you're involved in it.
Yeah, this is a super exciting announcement, especially for me. I love talking about this project. So for everybody, for all your listeners, this is the radio network that's used by most of Ontario's government workers on a day-to-day basis. So think about us dispatching OPP officers. Think about how the paramedics are dispatched, and then there's other ministries like MTO, MNRF, and a whole bunch of other users. In fact, it's about 38,000 public servants that use this radio system. And when you consider Ontario's vast geography, it makes it the largest radio network of its type in North America.
Whoa.
So that's getting an upgrade. That's a big deal.
And why do we need an upgrade? Like, first of all, like, I don't see, I'm not really into this whole radio thing.
But you're on radio.
Well, I'm on radio, but it's a different kind of radio. So what I'm used to, you know, is the radio where you've got channel 17 and channel 16, and you call people that you need if you need help and that kind of thing. Are we talking the same idea where it's just a random channel that's held for safety purposes?
Well, hey, that's a simplified version of looking at it. But, yeah, so as the police and the paramedics and all those people that I mentioned are dispatched or talk to each other, they've got to have a whole bunch of radio channels that they can use, right?
Gotcha.
And that infrastructure all goes on towers across the province with, you know, special antennas and special equipment to get the radio from the tower to the car to the officer or that responder. So that's the infrastructure that we're talking about, and that's all getting an upgrade because the current system that we have is actually beyond its life expectancy. So it's a bit like Schlorf before he retired. So it still works, and you can generally count on it, yeah. But it's definitely time for an upgrade. Like, we know there's something better out there. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you loud and clear, brother. Oh, my God. I hope he's not listening. Anyways, what's all this going to mean for us? There's benefits to having a new system, but as us, the taxpayer, what's it mean for us?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a bit like you're trading in your old truck where you're going to pay more up front for a new one, but you don't have all the repairs anymore. So a more robust system means that all taxpayers are paying less for the existing public safety radio network. But think about this. Those 38,000 responders that use that radio are getting a better product. So that means they can do their work more efficiently. And that's a big deal because when you think of us being able to dispatch OPP officers more efficiently or paramedics or think about being able to maintain or plow the roads more efficiently because we're talking about, you know, the MTO maintenance as well. Think about this. Think about what it means for conservation officers or wildlife researchers or provincial park staff. Forest firefighters are all on the same network. Wow. When they can do their work more effectively, they can protect that flora and fauna of the province that you, me, and certainly all your listeners care so much about. So that's the short answer. Nice. But I'd love talking about the project, especially with our officers, because it's a very exciting modernization. It's a bit like how Winter still carries around a flip phone, and then somebody finally gives them a smartphone. Like, that's the difference in what we're talking about here.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was a bad example because you could give them a smartphone. It ain't going to make any smarter, trust me. It is what it is, buddy.
He sent me an email this week and said he was going to be down at the Royal Winter Fair, and in his email he included how he likes to watch animals because it takes him back to when he was growing up. And I thought, you know, if somebody asked me if I wanted to hear a story about John Winters and animals when he was younger, I would say no 10 out of 10 times. That's not a story I want to hear.
Oh, good Lord. $765 million is the price ticket on this upgrade for public safety, which, you know, seems reasonable.
Yeah.
I have only one question about that. Is Uncle Jack at Radio World getting any of that?
Well, he certainly won't be on the front end. Unfortunately, he would have had to have competed against Bell Mobility and Motorola Canada for the government. It was a very transparent and open process to secure the vendor for the project, but he'd have some pretty tough competition.
He doesn't play well.
He'd have to be able to put up about 400 towers across the province to support.
Well, the problem with Jackie, he doesn't play well in sandbox with others, so competing with others, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's
right. Right.
Hey, what's going on for the weekend, my friend?
I got a little yard work to do. We got some snow in the last couple of days, so I got to get all my furniture put away for the summer, or for the winter rather, because the snow is here, if you can believe it.
Now, when you say a little bit of snow, how much snow have you got?
Well, I guess throughout the course of the day yesterday and in the evening, we got over, I would say, probably 2 inches, but the ground's not frozen, so it doesn't stay, but... Yeah. It's just a nuisance, right, at this point. But it's a good reminder for everybody to run out and get their winter tires put on and get new wiper blades, put a snow scraper in your car. That's what that first snowfall of the season is good for.
Yeah, I think it can hold off another 4 or 5 weeks at least, for me anyways. We're good so far.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, this weekend, the way things are shaping up, you never know. You never quite know. But regardless... It is upon us, my friend. So thank you very much for joining us this morning. And one thing I just noticed, both you and Schlurfy, whenever I ask what you're doing on a weekend, it's always either raking or gardening of some kind. There's got to be some connection with the OPP and gardening. I have to figure that one out.
Well, probably, I guess if you probably looked into it, maybe it's the personality type that is attracted to policing that also... you know, also subconsciously needs to work in the yard or something.
Chris, thank you very much, my friend. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Always appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Chris Whaley, inspector with the Ontario Provincial Police, talking to us about the new upgrade for all first responders with a new radio system.
It's pretty cool.
$736 million.
Cha-ching. Whew. Yeah, that's a lot, but
that's
help us in the end run.
Yeah, well, we'll see.